Governor Cuomo has something called his energy highway. We are anticipating a large turnout, and we would love for as many people to come as possible.
So large a turnout that you had to change the venue, apparently, for this meeting.
This group was formed around the start of the year, end of last year, called the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition.
That if you're going to do all of that, the first thing that you need to do is demonstrate to us that it's actually necessary, that there really is no need.
This is Community Power, a monthly series of reports on the governor's energy highway, the popular resistance that it inspired, and the Cultural Resources Survey of Livingston.
Start at the bottom and you pick them from the ground, and you pick that tree clean all the way around. Then you set up your ladder and you climb up high, and you're looking through the leaves at the clear blue sky. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.
So today I'm talking to Pam Klein of Farmers and Families for Livingston. Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, it's a lovely house, and I'll put up some pictures on the website that people can look at. It'll be on the WGXC website as well as Farmers and Families, I assume. So, Pam, tell me a little bit about getting Farmers and Families for Livingston started.
Well, several years ago, just a couple of years ago, actually, I received in the mail what appeared to be a form letter from National Grid. And it said that they were going to be expanding the line and coming through my property. And I didn't think that sounded right, so I went across the road to Willie Yandick's farm, and I asked him if he knew about it, and he didn't really know about it. And so we started asking some questions and finding out that they were going to do this 153-mile expansion of the power lines coming right through the Hudson Valley, right through Columbia County specifically, and they were going to take additional land by eminent domain, which meant, for me personally, that they would take my driveway, the columns coming into my driveway, and part of my orchard. But more devastatingly, they would take other people's homes, their barns, their farmland, and we decided to see if we couldn't do something about that.
And so how did you go about getting people together? Go door to door?
No, we decided to call a meeting. We organized it in a week. We had it in the town garage in Livingston.
Okay, I was there. That was organized in 1 week?
Yes. We just started calling people. I think we did advertise. And over 200 people came. It was just amazing.
Yeah, it was a really big turnout.
Yes, it was so wonderful to see the support we had from the community, and everyone was so interested, and we've just never looked back. We've kept going forward, and a short time after that, Will and I were founding members of the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition, which is also made up of such wonderful people as Scenic Hudson and Omega, Olana, the town of Clinton, Milan, Pleasant Valley, town of Clawbrick, the town of Livingston, and various grassroots groups, and also the Preservation League of New York. So we have become what I like to think of as a very powerful group. We are making changes. We have not made it all the way yet, but there's a technical conference that's due in July where we will do a presentation. Dr. Gidon Eschel has been doing research for us. He's a very fine physicist from Bard, and he has found that there is actually not a need for increased electricity.
Right. I was at that presentation as well.
He was wonderful, wasn't he?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, he's great. Yeah, I think it's fair to say that the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition has really put the brakes on the energy highway, at least as it was originally conceived in Albany.
That's correct.
And so it's not clear yet how it's all going to shake out, but it certainly had a huge impact on energy policy at
yes.
the state level.
And it was really so wonderful to see that it was nonpartisan, that we had support and have support from all the major Republicans and Democrats.
Right.
So we really did appreciate that. They really are looking out for what's best for the community as opposed to what's best for their own party.
Yeah. The power lines are a bipartisan.
Yes.
Impact.
That's right.
They don't discriminate by political party, for sure. So what's next for the Hudson Valley Scenic Smart Energy Coalition? So there's the technical conference in July.
That's correct.
And so what's going to be, what's that about?
Well, that's it. It's where the PSC staffers will give a presentation. They're looking into the need question, and where Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition, which essentially would be Gadon, Eshel, presenting for us, we would present our findings.
Right.
And then there will be a decision made about whether there actually is a need or not.
Gotcha. And the PSC is the Public Service Commission, and they're responsible for signing off on any plan, any
that's correct
proposal that's made.
That's correct.
So specifically in Livingston, there's a cultural resources survey happening, which is the kind of what instigated this series of interviews on WGXC. So could you talk a little bit about the cultural resources survey?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Originally, I was speaking with the Preservation League of New York because I wanted to have this house listed with the state of New York in order to protect it from the power lines. And they told me, they of course did list it. They told me also that they were going to have a grant that I could apply for, which would enable me to do a historic resource survey of the entire town of Livingston. So I applied for the grant. I was awarded the grant. It was $8,200. And then we had to raise an additional $11,000 in order to do the survey. We have hired Neil Larson and Associates. He's in the process of doing an inventory of all houses. Houses, important structures such as barns, fences, stone walls, anything that's important for our history, for the community of Livingston. Livingston has such a rich, rich history. Going back to the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the patroons. We have so much that should be preserved, and it would just be so detrimental to see power lines and or other things come right through the center of a really important farm or structure that might bring tourists to our area.
There is that dual nature of the historic resources, both, you know, their intrinsic value for part of our living history in this area, but also important for the economy of the region and the town, because it brings people in to look at the country's history.
That's right.
As well.
Yes, and nothing like this has ever been done in Livingston before.
Right.
It has been done in other communities in Columbia County, like Claverick.
Mm-hmm.
But this will be the first time for Livingston, and I think it will be good for the town in many other ways, not only in preserving our historic structures, but also in helping us to plan our growth so that we can do it intelligently and do it in a way that is mindful of our landscape.
So tell me about Farmers and Families telephone campaign.
Well, we have just recently been going to farmers markets in both Columbia County and Dutchess County, and we've been handing out information to people asking them to call the governor's office. We're supplying a direct line, which the governor's office has supplied us, and it's a great opportunity for people to tell them we don't want this expansion coming through Columbia County, we value our land much more, and also to ask the governor to live up to his promise to do something that's less impactful, to do something that's more 21st century, like the REV plan. And We're hoping to get as many people as possible to voice their opinion. We're also asking people to sign our petition. We have about 5,000 names already, and we're hoping to get 10,000.
Great. And so that'll be happening throughout the summer and fall?
Throughout the summer, that's correct.
Okay. Well, Pam, thanks a lot for joining us and sharing your beautiful home.
You are certainly welcome. Thank you very much for coming and taking an interest in this. It really means a lot to our community.
Hey, home makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.
Community Power is produced for Wave Farms, WGXC 90.7 FM in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Hey, home makes you feel so funny when you're walking through a town and you got no money. Hey, home makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey ho, well you feel so down, picking up windfalls, crawling on the ground. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey ho, well you lose your mind if you sing this song about 100 times. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.